We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Joel Quenneville, the head man of the Florida Panthers. Coach, you picked up a point last night, 3-2 loss in overtime to Carolina, but you've only lost consecutive games for the first time this season. This is it so far. Your guys battle every night, so I'm sure you're upset about a loss, but it's a pretty good stat to have this season so far.
Well, we got points in both games, and last night looked like we had it, scoring late and then giving up a late one. That was tough, but hey, we're doing some good things. I like how we're competing. Last night we had, for the most part, a pretty good game. Production came a little late, but certainly some good things. The guys are working as hard as you'd ever want, so that's real positive. And some close games. I mean, but Carolina's a good club as well. But to take points and, we're sorting the things out as we go along here. But we played some good teams here in this recent stretch here. And at the end of the day, we've been above 500. And I think that that's progress.
Coach, I do want to ask you about that. Late goals. You have not scored, I believe, in the last three games in the first or second period, but had 8 goals in the last three games in the third period. How do you explain that? Is it just getting more comfortable, staying aggressive? What are your thoughts on how you get those numbers?
Well, I like that we're not giving up a lot. I think that's the first and foremost. We play well defensively. We got a good chance. Even though we're not scoring, I think we're playing the right way. I know that we're still getting enough scoring chances. It's not like we're dried up in, as far as generating offense. And then, then you get behind in the third period, you press, you play a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more of a change, and the other team sits back a little bit more. And, really had some great periods there and great endings. So we'll take those periods. But I think part of that is, you got an all-out press, or in hockey we call it an all-out pinch. And it, we hem them in a little bit more. It's a little bit more aggressive forecheck, and it's a little bit more riskier involvement, but we are coming up with some timely goals, and I think that's part of it. But certainly you love to play with the lead. The lead, we've been pretty good with the lead. Unfortunately, we haven't had a lot of first period leads, but I like how we don't change how we have to play throughout most of the game.
You know what's amazing, Coach, is you guys have actually, and I know you look at shots differently, you guys have been getting a lot of shots in these last few games. Nedeljkovic last night had 44 saves in the game. So you are getting a lot of opportunities and some pretty darn good ones at that. I guess it's just keep shooting the puck, boys, and we're going to get some of them to fall earlier, huh?
Well, obviously we'd like to score more. I think that we're generating enough offense where we should be scoring at a higher rate. But I think there's a way to score goals, and if we get a little bit more inside, a little bit more traffic, maybe there's more to come off of that. But, you look at Hornquist's success by being around the net. The rewards are there, but when we do get inside, it seems like the production probably has a higher quality or a better chance of going in. But we are doing some good things. Our defensemen are involved in our offense. We get our shots through. There's a lot of different second looks that can help the offense as well, but we're moving along here, and I still think that we're getting some contributions in the offensive zone from all the lines, and I think that helps our consistency in the game.
How about the power play last night? I guess they blew the whistle. What were your thoughts in the first period?
Well, every power play is going to be different. I think you have stretches where everything goes in, and you have stretches where just, you know, like the one in the prior game where we're sitting there, wow, that might have been the worst power play you ever saw. And you got a timely power play in the third period to get us a point. And then last night, you generate a little bit 4-on-3s or something that maybe you would think that, you know, it's a great chance to score. That one was, you know, but I got to give Carolina credit. They're as good as a team in the league as far as killing penalties. Don't give you any time, and they, you know, got multiple guys pressing you. It's a different look for most teams. And, you know, if you do get a look, you're probably going to get quality looks, but you don't get many.
Vetrano, Verhaeghe, another night where the new name guys, the new additions to this team come through a little bit for you. It's got to be fun to see all these guys not kind of waiting around and just playing and being frontline guys for your team this year.
Well, Barkey, you know, I think with Hags and Duclair on his line to start the season, that line generated a ton, didn't give up much. Dangerous off the rush, dangerous in the zone, had the puck a lot. Good in their own end as well, but, you know, Duclair's out for a little bit, put Frankie up there. Frankie's been hot lately as well, productive-wise. And last night scored a huge goal for us as well. Gives that line kind of comparable speed that the Duke has. And, you know, I think Frankie's you know, he's one of those guys that generates quickness and speed. He creates off the rush individually, and I think he's got breakaway speed that is dangerous. And with those guys, all of a sudden, the third period, you could see that all of a sudden getting familiar with one another, that you know, those guys were a threat off the rush in the zone. They were a handful to hang on to for them, for sure.
Coach, it looks like Big Bob's playing a little bit better. Do you feel that way in his last couple of starts?
Real solid. Exactly. I know that you're comfortable, you're confident that he's gonna make saves. That one stretch we mentioned earlier about the shorthanded situation, like he faced three breakaways in a row, kept us in the game at that time. But he just seems like he's comfortable. He's a little bit more on top of his crease or up top, you know, around the paint. He's moved up a little bit, and patience is part of that as well. But I just think he's, you know, it's what it is. You know, he's a competitive guy. You know, he wants to have that net. And he wants to play. And right now it's a pretty healthy situation. No matter who's in net, you're comfortable with the goaltending. And they give us a chance every night to do what we have to do is try to outscore him. And getting points is part of that as well.
Coach, just to follow up on this, I know we talk about it sometimes, so don't get salty with me. Competition's still good for everybody, no matter what you make, and it's a pretty good motivation for most guys. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. We're game, but you got to admit that we like our team this year. We feel like we're very competitive, and I think that competition, whether it's individually, collectively as a line, or to get more quality ice time, to stay in the lineup, to get the net, you know, to get more time in the special teams units. I think that's all part of being players. Everybody wants to play more, and everybody wants more quality ice time. And I think on a merit basis, that enhances, that makes the decisions for us most times. And, you know, I think that's a healthy environment to have. And the players like it, too.
Yeah, and when you got 30 points, listen, it's a lot easier for the coach when he's making decisions. If a guy's not out there all the time, what's he going to say, like, hey, we'd be a lot better with me out there. I mean, you're out there in first place. It's kind of hard to argue with that. By the way, I want to ask you a follow-up, too. Hornquist, I hear our guys always talking, TV and radio, about his presence in the locker room. And you've heard all the good locker room guys. What is it about this guy, from keeping them loose to yapping to everybody, and they just always talk about and rave about him being a real unique guy? Not just what he's done on the ice, but in that locker room.
He brings accountability. You know, I think there's a purpose behind basically how everybody can approach the game, and he has a no nonsense type of an attitude, almost like the coach, where you know, he likes to that we either do things right, do things hard, do things consistent. He reinforces that in how he competes on the ice as well. So I think that's a healthy situation. You know, I think leaders, everybody leads by different ways. Some leaders are screamers, yellers, or some are doers. I would say he's demonstrative in his, you know, how he, what he says, what he does. But he goes to the hard areas. He plays a hard game. But I think it's a positive thing for our team, knowing it's we're in the right manner that hey, we're not accepting anything but the best, and let's go.
It's great.
Well, I just wanted to almost follow up with that and say, can you tell that there's a different kind of confidence in the locker room this year, considering what it was last year? Is it different?
Well, different or not, I think it's more consistent, game in, game out. I think we're playing a faster game. We seem like we're skating harder. Relentless is probably my favorite word in our league, and I think that we're taking on that that adjective very well. And I think playing with that type of all out type of an effort, good things are going to happen. You know, we got rewarded 3 straight games. Obviously, we don't like playing from behind, but I think that that appetite, it's fun when everybody has it, because that's the new standard. And in our league, you know, there's no nights off and no shifts off, even though we got a busy schedule, no excuses, and finding a way to go all out is part of it.
Well, listen, Coach, it's been great, and I know you guys getting ready to hit the road for 5, starting in Nashville and stuff, and, boy, you've been playing a lot of games in a short period of time. Keep it going, and thanks for finding some time, Coach, this morning for us. We appreciate
thanks,
it. Keep it rolling.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Joel Quinville joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, it's time to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Feeling good, feeling right. It's going to be a Chevy night. Are you kidding me, man? Have you seen what's going on in those big, beautiful SUVs? Like the new Tahoes, that new look 2021 Tahoe and Suburban? I mean, they're hard to keep in stock right now. That's how hot they are. You know why? Because there's a lot of us that like lots of space, not just for us, but the whole family. And on the weekends when we got a few days during this crazy 2020 and 21, you want to be able to jump to the Keys, go over to Orlando, go to the West Coast, and boy, there's no better way to travel than in a Tahoe and a Suburban, man. I'm telling you, and by the way, let me just add another one to it. Spent some time yesterday in the new Traverse. It's our smaller SUV. It's our midsize SUV, but still, the look is unbelievable, but it's still spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style. So one of our dealers asked me, have you ever sat in the back seat? I said, no, it's beautiful. So I sat in it. I said, come on, I'll take you for, man, it is fantastic. Look, if you're looking for a midsize SUV, put that Traverse. Again, it's spacious enough to accommodate the big family, and it doesn't compromise any of the style. It's still great looking. It's been hot so far. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, same thing, man. Still plenty of style with plenty of substance for you. And then I haven't even talked about the Silverado trucks. It's so crazy. I had one neighbor just bought a brand new, beautiful Silverado truck, and my other one was able somehow to find that new Chevy Corvette, which... we just hit a new home run with that new Corvette. Yeah, they're hard to find. I don't know why I'm even mentioning. Hey, go find out for yourself. These are the best overall products Chevy has ever had. Find out for yourself. No excuses, man. We got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.